Begin the current daf and says, "But we come at daf and vav. But begin on the base. Going to taste not because the Gemara pshita. Oh, obvious. Kivin of kua. Once the gazlan takes it out, kamel the bishul say it's in their possession. L'chodili for all things. So what would be the chiddush in saying this halacha? Which basically qualifies as beitziu l'goyz. It must be that they took it out to rob it. That's ayir masin. That's what Mishnah talking about. Can mukul rishami like it's like when the rishami in this parak at the end of halacha alf. Chayes says, "I'm going to say like this. Actually, manali. Where does the Gemara get this from? The Kambrish should say that it's in their possession. The fullest chayva mashi mazek is to even be liable for what the animal damages, because as Chayes explains, the hachikoi, because that's what is going on. The Tony, which the Mishnah says, the yatsa mazika, they went out in the damage, because as Chayes explains, the little maybe you cannot say the chiheich the muscle shaymachin mashal. Just like when the animal is given over to unpaid custodian or a bar, nichnus to tachsa bayim nalach is burned up mimdal mabez that they take the place of the owner hood and gazlan. Same thing as by the gazlan. It's not true." Maybe only a guardian is liable of a gazan life, but a robber not. Why? Because the medina divan we find certain things shem chayv a gazan potter that the shem is liable and the gazan is exempt. As we find, let's say the animal got weakened, a certain type of weakening that will come back, or bepeisher kibim mixas, or fruit that got a little bit deteriorated. Which muhaba goes to comments, obviously the Gemara on the Tzad Chesem of Beis. The Gazan Imalay, the robber could say, Hadesh Lachal Benecha, here, what I took from you, I'm giving back to you. And the reason, because not really considered as having, changed so much. And the Velikaninu, and therefore he did not acquire it, a Pata Velikaninu, he's exempt even if it was a negligence. Because the Lake of Lavashimir didn't accept it upon himself as a guardian. But a Shaymer, he's liable for this weakening that doesn't come back, or rakivu kulam, and if it totally rots in nasib shia, if it was done with negligence, so can make it bakash the hajj, so too is liable if it's a weakening that will come back, or rakivu mitzasim, even if some of it only become deteriorated, and the reason is keeping the kibul of shmir, because they accepted to watch it. To lamalay is chayb, because why wouldn't it be liable for this just like this? Because she'ena shemer kun mishinu, it's not like the shemer has to acquire with being changed, it doesn't make a difference if it's hajj or not, or mitzas or kulay. And vafil shayl. And even the borrower, the kaimel, the halacha is for the shoyel shaman. That also, if Hashem, we evaluate the item as it is to see if it changed. Kedav kahana v'avasi, which for the gemara brought in David Alvim and Aleph, which Tzitz the maskel in shaman that it expounds upon. And so we say that they're like the shaman. And the elam, we don't say the mischayvi. That the reason why the gazlum are liable lefishen yochem lekaim, but because that you can't fulfill with it mitzvah hashava, with the mitzvah of returning the item to mishtale megufay, because it's paid from the body itself, and that cannot be returned because they took it. Meaning to say, if this animal goes and damages, so it's regarding that they are liable to gazlan, because now the owner can't fulfill it because they took it. It's not true. The b'shem regel I'm asking, because I'm just doing b'shem regel. As we say, Hakoin is Tzayin, we're talking about Tzayin, which is the Mazik Hashem Regal. And it's not true, there is a complete return, when you give it back to the owner. I mean, you could say that there's no Mitzah of a Shava. When the damage is, since the animal has to be paid from itself, so now you're not giving back the thing as it is to the original owner, because it's Mazik, you have to pay Magufa. It's not true. You could be giving back the thing as it is, Harishal Chalavanech, because the liability of the damages is not from the animal itself, it's from the guy's pocket. So the question is, why are we saying that it's in the rishus of the gazlanim? The Shemitah says what you can say is actually this svaruhu. It's logic. The gazlan nichnas v'tachas ha'baylim, that the robbers take the place of the owner. Why? Because the kibbutz shayich mishus baylim, since they took it out of the domain of the owner, which they were obligated to watch it. Now the inabayim mechel l'shamer, now the owners cannot watch the vision next to them because we stole them. Yes, al gazlan l'shamer. So therefore, now the gazlan has to watch it. Because the leiden is zakin. Because regarding damages, ikra bailam, who's called the owners? Come, shevet l'shamer, whoever it's by him to watch. As Tosis says further, he says, well, dumb it tops in nizik. However, he's asking a question. So it's not similar to the case of when the victim grabs the perpetrator's animal, l'bekiva, which was one of l'mavavim base. Now, full l'shamechinim einoy achel kaveroy, where you're not even considered as an unpaid custodian for the friend's part. That's taste is different, because the shut of emes kavan l'hazak b'shalay, because the partner, meaning the new partner, the victim, is only intending to take possession of his part. He does not intend to remove his friend's portion, like, however, which is the case by a gazan. So therefore, gazan takes responsibility, not the nesek. But moreover, kim the gazan come liber to shusay. Since a gazan, it's like in his possession, even that he's liable if an oinus happens to it. So therefore, yes, l'chashav v'balam yes mishud. Therefore, he's considered more of an owner than the partner. Therefore, there's more liability in that case on the vlam above. That's actually the understanding of the words of the Gemara, that it's in the possession for all things, that is mashu b'shus l'chomili, that this, that it's in the possession of all things, yesh l'hoil kan, should be effective over here and make it that it's, he's going to be liable for the damages of the animal that he stole. Connect says, the beginning of the Gemara, maybe whoever positions, puts the his friend's animal on his on another friend's, a pile of grain, a standing grain, chayiv is going to be liable. Now, please address the question and the answer. It says, even though it's not his own animal, chayiv is going to be liable. Because of the mazik of shem b'rego, because as Tosafot explains, although it says in the pasuk be'idoi, which is difficult, it says it's talking about his animal and it's not his own. So it says it's considered like his own. Since he did the action, just like the Gemara brings later on of Bezim Beis, if you light someone else's flag with someone else's candle, you're going to be chayiv, even though it's not your own fire. But because it's tasty, it comes to explain. Don't explain yet that you're going to be liable for the mazik of age, because the bar hazeka, which is that you're creating the damage. It's like as if you put the fire over there, which is Vavakav, the Patrina, Noisin Sama, Mavaz, of Nebem Schabeloi. Now, even though, what do you say? Why don't we do exempt you when you put poison in front of the friend's animal? Yeah, Shani has there, it's different. Either because it shouldn't have eaten it. It's not normally that it eats it. It shouldn't have eaten Kedam La'el, like Moses says, the swan of Mzaina base. So maybe you would say that's really what the Mazik is. It says, no, if that's the case, if that was the reason, you should be liable even in the street, which is the case by Aish, which is not the case by Shane Beregel, which the Vilna Gaon actually brings away that actually the Rashba does say that Yechai. But because Taisa says, no, that we don't find that anywhere that you should be Chayiv in the street, even if you bring the animal near the prayers and you have it stand over there. So obviously, that we don't find Shane be Chayiv in Rashba. So obviously, it's because of the Mazik of Shane, not because of the Mazik of Aish, so to speak, because you were Bari Zig, like as if you made the damage, which would be the characteristic of Aish. No, it's Shane. It says Be'iroi, it's like Be'iroi, it's like his own animal. Connect says, at the beginning of the word, the words of Gemara, Kisha Amitlan, you told us that it was regarding hitting the animal with a stick. That's like what the case of Maimon Behemta is, which Tosafot explained, but Tchilo Yisaver, now initially he thought the Maimon Behema, I mean, he had to explain that, because originally he thought that when it means you put the animal, that like he literally grabbed the hold with his hand, the reins, literally put it onto the standing grain. Well, that would be pretty obvious. And they said, no, it's just that he hit the animal. We didn't actually take it by hand. Next test muscle tells the next word is the Gemara. So Abaya said, so listen, not Mishikah, so you can take the case of a Mishnah bandits is also when he hit it, which is to qualify as Lagoy's Lamari, meaning we're talking about, and he hit it for the purposes of stealing it. Like he explained to Yerushalmi, and that's not considered so obvious, like the questioner thought. And as Tosafot explains, wasn't concerned to say why here it's not so obvious. It's simple to understand why hitting it is different than actually grabbing hold of the reins and grabbing and taking it out. The next is not the beginning of the word Gemara, but he knows that like a boy lemesa brif to la'anya that Rav Yisa says that Hashem Avedah is like Hashem Asacha. Why? What's the benefit you're getting? You're watching for free. No, the benefit that you don't have to give a bread to the whole person. So therefore, that's considered like you're getting something out of it because it's tasty. Why don't you have to give bread to the whole person who's knocking on the door because you're busy with a different mitzvah of the Avedah? Now, as Tosafot qualifies importantly, he says, but that's only at the time when he's engaged with the lost object. He's stretching it out for the purposes of keeping it clean, or any other type of thing that he needs to do for the lost object. Just because he has a lost object in his house, that doesn't exempt him now forever because he has on some shelf in his attic this lost object holding onto it. He doesn't have to give any more bread to any one person knocking on the door anymore. Because you could fulfill both of them. We don't learn from the process that when you engage with one mitzvah, you exempt another mitzvah. Only if you cannot fulfill both of them. Which, as Tosafot explained, the svara, it's really logic. He's seeing a guy who's wearing tefillin on his head, but tzitzit b'bigdin is wearing tzitzit on his garment. And he has a mezuzah on his door frame, which every person has at all times. And especially in Talmudic times, they would wear tefillin all day. You put them in the mitzvahs, you think now someone's going to be exempt from mitzvahs? No, of course not. Well, more of the pagan in Beit Hamikdash Nigman, the Rambam loving him on base. Amar Nigman says the pruta of Rav Yosef Leishchiv. Rambam says this that you save a pruta from giving to the poor person to make you in the Shem Asacha is not so common. Now, says Taisa, the patato le kosmancha veit bevesa. But if you say as long as the lost object in his house, he's patur from every single mitzvah, or shchich, or shchich, well, that's very common. That's going to be every single mitzvah. Every time someone's come and collect by the door, you don't have to give him anymore. Obviously, it's not all the time. It's only when you're actually literally busy with the Veda. How often are you busy with that Veda? And someone happens to be knocking on the door at that same moment. And therefore, that proves Taisa's point also. Now, this next part is a new idea. It's not related to what we just said before. But Pasik, Rabbi Nachman, about halachas gedelus. They ruled that halachas Rabbi Yisif. The halacha is like Rabbi Yisif that yes, Hashem Avedah is like Hashem Esach. Why? I'm sure not meaning because the Gemara tells Be'ein Be'en Amudah over there in Perkein Be'en Amudah in the Darim, the Kulama Islu Pruta Rabbi Yisif. Everyone holds of this Pruta that you save of Rabbi Yisif. And the Thulman, the Shor, the Mudah, Lahakza Avedah. And even according to one that says that the one who's the subject of the bow is allowed to return the lost object, the Pruta Yisif, the Shrikh, it's only because the Pruta Yisif is not common. But it's there, and therefore you see that when it is activated, and everyone agrees that you're considered like a Shem Asacha, like you're getting benefit. Now, but anyway, the Reis says that actually, that the Ein Araya Klal, that Gemara is not a proof at all. Because the Gamar, the Abba Moedil Rav Yosef, Rabba of course agrees with Rav Yosef, the Eizim Mitzvah of the Mitzvah, when you're actually busy with the Veda, of course you put that from a Mitzvah, and you don't have to give the bread to the poor person. But he holds, like, not a Shem Asacha, that wouldn't make you into a paid custodian. But you're right, of course he agrees that you're going to be having benefit. Therefore it's forbidden for the subject of the vow. But that little benefit is not going to make you into considered as a paid custodian. Also, don't be medactic in our sugya that I look like a visa, because the Mishnah Rabbi Yisim answers loylam because no shemeshtemevus. Truth is talking about which Gemara later on the next Amid, middle of Amid says, oh, truth we're talking about that the garden that's guarded. Mashmalon and the Chiddush is lebein das bailam that we don't need to have the awareness of the owners. Kedir v'laza like v'laza. And Vahachi Muki lost to Gedel Metzias, and that's how the Gemara comes out. The Gemara in Bamitzvah of Chavtes Med Aleph. So it sounds like that. Oh, we rule like Rav Yosef. No, it's not true. Ki Nira the Rabba Kivlim Rav Yosef. Rabba agrees from Rav Yosef. The Krok Rav Elazar see. He knew that you translate the pasuk like Rav Elazar. So we'll see in the next Talmud. But Rabba Namishay Medaktik Metchila, and this is Rabba originally was analyzing, explaining the Kashem Chinam Dami that it proves his point that it's like Kashem Chinam. It's not like he understood it from the pasuk. It's just an allusion to his interpretation. Because the reason is mishum demayha no kamatile. It's really because what type of pleasure is he getting? Like we said before, but the pligul rabbi v'yisav. This rabbi Amo who said the whole machleik is really only in the logic. And actually, v'hachem bushim lehidel mitzias. This is how you have to explain the gemara in the bar mitzias. The flamed out. Idemintero. When the gemara says, "Well, if it's protected, it means each one according to what they hold." The rabbi could islay according to rabbi that holds that it's protected mipshi from negligence, which is like his shita, like a shem echinam. And Rav Yosef Gedisle, which like he holds Megdeva Veda from theft and from getting lost, like a shem esacha. Pshita, the lahal letzav kro, where it's obvious that you don't need to have a pasuk. Now, so says Taisa Vanilla, it appears to the reader, Allah karaba. We always hold like Rabbi B'chol Mokum, like Rabbi Yosef, where he disagrees with Rabbi Yisrael. Bar, Mesod, Inyan, Mechza, falling in three different areas, Kedis, Mishim, Mesek, Dimas, Babas, Dov, Kof, Mimim, Gimel, Obeys. So it's obvious that we pass that Rabbah, that like a Shemachina. And because Ve'in Lefarish don't explain the Hainu Dov, Kof, Babas, that's only in Babasra, Kamash, Yesh, Mefarish, like someone to say, no, Madam, Mishal, because there's a Gemara, good enough, I'm Dom, and Vase. That says it's Israel, you think it's logical, but Kamal, Karabba, how can you say this, I we pass like Rabbah? And Ubaha, in Allah, Gibshim, Gleel, and this, we don't say Allah, Gibshim, Gleel. So you see that, we're saying in a different mesechta, like Rava. And Be'en Lama don't say the Shembahi Milsa, that maybe it's only in that halacha kamel and halacha graba, that's what we're saying, that's where we know the halacha graba. Not true, that was the name, because then the Gemara should have said, but kamel and baha, this we know the halacha is halacha graba. Because the Amma, like you said, baha in halacha graba. But the fact that we don't say that, obviously, that no, we always hold a graba, and again, therefore that would apply to our machlek here also. Well, moreover, the Perek of Mafkid, the Gemara Ben Mitzia Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph, because Mafkid Moist Etzel Shochani Motachem. If someone deposits money by a money changer, that's open money, untied. Shtamish Ben, he could use it. Shtamish Ben, if he had a bundle, he should not use it. Now, the figure therefore, Im Abdu, so if the money gets lost, Chay Bach Yusim, he's liable for insuring them because he had permission to use it. Come of Nachman, Nachman says, who the Kamek of Asibidini, who we rule like him when it comes to monetary law, then Nantu Loi. That it was beyond his control, no. The Mishum Shatul Chacham Nashtamish Ben, because this is the procedure to permit him to use the money, in an astrakcha mesach, only makes him into a paid custodian. And nothing more than that. Same cane, if there's a case, Bill Mitzis and the Gemara of Bamitzi with the Chof Tessim and Alf. Kabe Mai, he be dumb and what's going to be with the money or tap them. He says, Yishtamish Ben, you could use it. The Vicar of the Vim of the Chai, Bechu Yusan, if it gets lost, he's going to be responsible for it. Lahava Ela, Shem Esalcha. So that's only like a paid custodian, commercial Amisham the Rabba, like it says over the Tarabba. And, don't say that over there Nachman agrees that you're liable for Einz Mishum Hetzer Tashmish because of the permissibility of using it. Anyways, he was a paid custodian because he was watching the lost object. Because Einz is not lost. It's called Mishum Shnei Svaris or the Gears is Schiris, the Potim will miss a Rift Lanya because he doesn't have to give bread to the poor. Void the middle of Shemesh is allowed to use it. The Asavish Shal Kachshav, that doesn't make him into like, oh, okay, you get upgraded, you can become a shell. Shemesh Sachem Alma. Rather, you have like the halacha, like a general Shemesh Sachem. In other words, what you see from here is that it's because of your Heta B'shtamshes that's making you into liability, which would make you into Shemesh Sachem. And but according to Rabbi Yosef, you're always a Shema Sacha. And that's what he's addressing. It says, don't say that it's going to be, the Hetta Tashmish is taking you up another notch to Einzin. But Shema Sacha, right, you're always inherently liable. It's not true because that's what he just said, that it's not logical that we're taking you up to, because you're getting more payment that makes you a Shail. So therefore, obviously, it's like Rabbah, that you would be a Shem Achinim. It's just this Het attachment that makes you, that turns you into Shem Asach. But just maybe right, another proof that Allah is a Rabba. Muki is some of the Gemara. From there, we have an anonymous Gemara, Masnei Domnin, but we see that pay on a base. Havel al Mashkin, if someone lends money on security. So he's a Shem Asach. He's considered like a paid custodian. Machvart likable as it says, obviously it's clearly not likable. As it says, Maba, that if someone lends his friend money on security and it gets lost, he swears and he collects his money. So that's what the Gemara says. That's the taste. Well, according to Yosef, what do you mean like a Kribbeleza? Because the Maskana, according to the Gemara's conclusion, within Apebez, Muki Kula Ali Bey, the Gemara explains everything according to him. But Mil Batarfel Mashkin, and regarding if a loan needs security, Mitzikabad Eloi, if he's doing a mitzvah or not, Pirsh, it's sort of a mashkin leshtamish, but that he needs the security to utilize it. And he continues to use it in diminishing the amount that's owed from the loan. Kach Pirsh also makrush, as Rashi explains with it. Then, if that's the case, I'm muscle open, misneeden. You could have explained the mission being sort of a mashkin when you don't need the security. To kula amma, as you continue to have a nazain malaf mitzvah, but according to everyone, you're doing a mitzvah. But or the gears is, and the vlachain, have a shemesacha. Therefore, you would be considered like a shemesacha. So from the fact that we didn't say that, obviously because we don't hold it, Rabbi Yisuf. By the way, look when Flakitab and Rabbi Yisuf, and this thing I wanted to say, it's dependent on Machlik Rabbi Yisuf, Rabbi Rabba Kerbalaza Shur Shamuti, that makes Rabba like a Balaza, which is Shamuti. Doid Kamar also, the Gemara says, Limit Rabbi Yisuf Tanoihi. Masa Gemara comes up, Rabbi Yisuf Kuli Alma. Mashma sounds like Rabba Vabdi Tanoihi. It is dependent on Machlik Tanoihi. And Yerchel Hamad El Kerbalaza, like Rabbi Kiva, and you can only say he's like a Balaza, not like Rabbi Kiva, so he's asking a question over here. And because the Rekiva, Vavdi Hashem Esacha, according to Rekiva, Hashem Esacha, E.F. Shalemikin, you can't say this. The Al-Kachach L'Rabba, such a is not true. Because Al-Kachach L'Rabba, according to Rabba, obviously, I feel like Rekiva, Hashem Echinim, it is Hashem Echinim. The Ve'il Metzias, Vav Metzias, Vav Testament, I mean, we're part of the question, that it wouldn't make sense according to Rabba. According to Rabba, it would definitely have to be like Hashem Echinim. Because that holds that you're allowed to utilize it, you're only like a shemesacha. So you see that if Rekiva holds like a shemesacha, it's obviously not like Rabba. So he would be dependent on Chalik Tanaim. So all these seem to be pointing and indicating that we would pass like Rabbi Yisuf, not like Rabba. So it's the kind of it seems that actually no, the Rabba liyam klal b'ktav b'shem aveda. He wouldn't explain the machleik is by Shem Aveda. Liyam yotzeid lo kulam according to everyone shemechinu have yotzu shemechinu. B'ktav b'de Shmuel, they're disagreeing regarding Shmuel's halacha. Rabbi Kiva said the Shmuel, that Ovid kata de maglo, Ovid alfa zuzi, you lose this little mashkin, you lose the whole thing. But listen, the Shmuel doesn't hold like Shmuel. That Yisuf came up like David Shmuel Yisuf when he explains the machleik is in Shmuel like Koyer v'lezik avaser. Lezik is not like him. Shuv paita zam alba, but avda, having made mashkin also the monetary value of the mashkin. Lekach therefore when mukul pugtav b'shem aveda when he's saying it's regarding the halakha b'shem aveda. Avikar b'kiva the kamar and so the Gemara says limud of Yisuf tanoihi because the Rabbah Vadi love tanoi the way we explain because the mukul pugtav but the Shmuel says the machleik is in Shmuel's halacha. Masa Gemara comes out, no, the Kulam is Lud Rabbi Yisrael, could hold Rabbi Yisrael, etc. But it's not like according to him, but not according to Rabbi. To the contrary, Rabbi made more sense. Now, what did Mishu says? We learned Mishu was Dabna Gimel and Alf. Sell Hobi Senyolav Beshtaim Hoyeshaba, that the loan was for seller and it was worth two. The Mashma, it sounds like Shechav L'Shama Mashkim Shabbat, that you have to pay the Mashkim when it's lost. So it says in Mayash Ovid Bepshil Rabba Dama Shemichin Havi, right? According to Rabbi, that holds your Shemichin, we'd have to explain that it was lost with negligence, and the giver wouldn't be contradiction in his opinion. Therefore, we could say, as we're saying, that the halacha is like Rabba and not like Rabbi Yisrael.